With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump wants the Senate to change its rules so Republicans can end the government shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Republicans have a majority in the Senate but are unable to reach the filibuster's 60-vote threshold without help from Democrats. So the president is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster, which would allow the GOP to bypass Democrats and reopen the government. However, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has strongly opposed changing the filibuster and repeatedly said he is not considering changing the rules to end the month-long shutdown. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI says a violent plot has been disrupted in the Detroit area. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
In Michigan, multiple people were arrested Friday, and FBI Director Kash Patel says they were prevented from carrying out a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. Local police in Dearborn say there is no threat to the community. In a statement to Fox News, Patel said through coordination with local partners, a potential act of terror was stopped before it could unfold. FBI agents and state police were at a house in Dearborn. They've been seen bringing in bags from an evidence truck and carrying items out. FBI in Detroit confirmed that officers were also in the neighboring town of Inkster. I'm Jennifer King.
Congressman Riley Moore of West Virginia has formally urged Secretary of State Rubio to redesignate Nigeria as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act, citing a severe escalation of violence against Christians.
President Trump had put that designation on in his first term. Biden took that designation off.
He says that's because the Biden administration insisted the murder of thousands of Christians had nothing to do with religious hatred.
They were motivated by climate change and disputes over arable land for herdsmen.
The International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law reports that between August 10th and October 26th, about 100 Christians have been murdered. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are in the Caribbean. Michael Harrington reports.
Hurricane Melissa lashed Haiti and Jamaica this week, leaving dozens dead and a wide path of destruction. World Relief, Operation Blessing, and Samaritan's Purse are amongst the faith-based ministries responding to the disaster with food and other emergency supplies. Cuba has also been hard hit, and despite its hostility toward Christians, a Southern Baptist relief group is shipping in generators and other necessities as people begin the recovery process. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alaska Supreme Court is weighing a case that is expected to determine who can provide abortions in the state. The court heard arguments this week in a 2019 case challenging the constitutionality of a law that states only a doctor licensed by the state medical board can perform an abortion in Alaska. The statute dating to the 70s was struck down as unconstitutional by a Superior Court judge last year. This is SRN News. The government shutdown claiming another victim as an international U.S. broadcasting agency goes silent.
Radio Free Asia has been one of the few reliable sources of news in parts of the continent where authoritarian governments limit people's access to information. It was founded in 1996 to report on China and other Asian countries with limited press freedom, including North Korea, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Myanmar. At its peak, it was reaching 60 million listeners a week. Its exclusive and detailed reports on China's alleged systematic persecution of the Uyghur Muslim minority in Xinjiang province brought global attention to the issue.
That is BBC's Anbarasa Natarajan reporting on Wall Street right now. It's still a mixed bag. The Dow is off at the moment, 161 points. NASDAQ up by close to 90. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.